All right, Rocks in the Outfield, episode 51. Jaime Barria.
God damn.
I don't know the other guy. I saw Trevor message it, but I don't know who the other number 51 is.
We had Jordan Walden.
Don't say the one.
For a closer for a little bit. We had Joe Saunders, who was nice for a bit.
Okay.
And then some guy that was on the 2002 and 2003 team.
I don't like the name Joe Saunders. I don't like anybody's last name who's Saunders. Flip that around.
Yeah, I know, but this is all fucking wobbly, son.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Just tighten it up, I guess.
Fuck it. Thug life.
All right.
Carl knows who the 51 is, but.
What'd you say?
I know who it is. Some MF-er named.
Randy?
No.
No. No.
The mouse.
I'm lost. I don't even know who the fuck 51 is now.
The mouse, dude. You know the mouse?
Right. My podcast, Inside Jokes.
You know the mouse?
Inside Jokes, I'm not in on.
You know the mouse? That's what we're doing so early in the day?
Who the fuck is the mouse?
We're doing it so early in the day. We're doing the my thing again so early?
Yeah, you're right. That was my fault. That was a bad word.
And now you're sweating because you put the sweater on.
Dude,
and
you know, deserve but it. We can't turn the fan on and I don't want to wear my you shirt underneath it. Because that's it. This is.
You like know who else was 51 at one point for us? Dude that was in the World Series last year on the team we're playing.
Sluggers.
No. No. Used to be. Used to be on the Angels. Like
wait,
very
wait,
briefly.
Wait.
I think
Carl got it. Dead air is not good. Let's
go. No. I got it.
Are you doing that for like real or are you?
Actually, another guy that's on the team currently, but yeah, well, we'll go with the one that I think Carl's thinking.
Was that you were really thinking? Or
I can't think of his name. It's the first baseman.
Apologize to everyone because I couldn't do it Sunday.
I'm coming.
So apologize to everyone. Go ahead.
Someone clip.
I couldn't do it Sunday?
I didn't say you guys. I said because we couldn't do it Sunday.
Oh, I thought you said I.
Group effort.
Trevor effort.
I said I'd call in.
What's that fucking guy's name?
Zoom's
G-Man
poverty.
Choi.
G-Man, god damn it.
Also, Rich Hill Ward.
Well, that's also not fair. He's not playing right now.
Well, I don't think he's on the. I think he's hurt.
He's hurt, I think.
I mean, can they have any? They had to have another Asian first baseman that looks exactly like him.
So they're different nationalities.
We're recording this episode 51 while we were watching the Angels. It is the bottom of the fifth. Trout on first. Just got drilled.
I just made
a ball in the elbow. And we're watching it from 405 Commonwealth, the number one spot to come get your hair cut before a game, after a game, before a wedding. I don't know after a wedding, but anytime you need to look sharp, come to Rico's in Fullerton, 405 Commonwealth, the number one spot to be if you need your hair not as long as it was before.
That's a cool stat. Five AL players in the last 25 years to have 400 average, 500 on base percentage through 25 games, and Darnerst, that is one of them.
Who's the other?
Two Angels on there.
Nice. There's a lot of stats with like two Angels, like
MVP. I like the I was scrolling through Twitter earlier, and like Cespedes Family Barbecue, they always love pulling up. Like I love when a broadcast comes up with the most specific guidelines to make a stat about a certain player.
Yeah, I think everyone tweets
today. It's like through 67 games, through 89 games, Bo Bichette is the
today
ties Joe DiMaggio.
Like oh,
lower the wall.
Today was one where it's like the guy, like the batter with the most hits through 25 plate appearances, 5'8 or shorter, and it was like a guy from the Orioles.
Me. All right, we got a lot to get into because we did miss Sunday's Patreon episode, but we did put out a going yard. Going yard. I hate that we came up with that and that we have to keep doing it, but it is fun. And I'm mainly just mad because I'm the only one that didn't win. So
I was surprised Ray actually got his with the hiccup in the middle.
Yeah, that was.
Bro, yours was closer than I thought.
Nah, his was fast.
No, his was close. Like it was closer. Shohei was like halfway between third and home when he finished.
I would say he just
finished running third when I finished. Yours, you smoked him.
Yeah, that was like, are you okay?
No, physically not.
Hey, off air.
Physically, I'm still not okay.
Keep the camera rolling.
And also,
I'll keep the cameras rolling.
Also,
off air, off the record.
No,
off the record. Listen. Keep the camera rolling. Are you okay? Because I think you drinking that was you're a menace to society. How about the waitress was like, I saw you guys order them and I knew you were going to chug them. And I was like, how the fuck did you know?
Because we kept lining them up and taking pictures and videos.
I need a public apology from everyone that was like, we want to see Shohei sprinting. I was like, yeah, sprint on these nuts.
Yeah,
dude.
I mean, that was crazy. I did want to do like a giveaway, like guess the kind of beer that we have, and then like we'll give you tickets or something.
I think given the circumstances of the beer that I drank too.
Well, not everyone knows.
No free promo.
Yeah, no, you're an idiot.
But that beer, oh, I ruined my life.
I had a pint of that on Sunday.
Huh?
I had a pint of that at brunch on Sunday.
Did you crush it in a half yard form?
No, God, no.
You're an idiot.
When I said I had a pint. I had a pint, bro.
When I found out that you chose that beer, and I don't know if I heard you order it, but I didn't register. I was just like, whatever.
It's still a fairly easy drinking beer.
But it's still the
brand that it's from, like the brewery it's from, out of the options he had, is
probably like, that wouldn't even touch my atmosphere of beers I'd order.
Because the last one I did was Corona Premier, and that was fucking down the hatch. Okay. But I didn't have to do it. Dude, I swear to God, as I was drinking it, I'm like, I was going, right? I double cupped it.
How many views is it?
You guys can crop this if you want. I like held onto it, and as I'm like crushing the first part, I'm like, gulp, gulp, gulp. I'm like, this motherfucker's at second already. Like,
oh, yeah, I saw that fire in your eyes, bro.
Dude, I was like, oh, no, there's no way this fucking rocket launcher on his, or this fucking jetpack on his back is going to beat me. And yeah, it was.
That's not great.
I'm not going to sit here and say it wasn't rough because it was fucking rough.
Yeah, going yard is something. I saw we were hitting up guys like the day of. We should probably plan the next one. Like, I'm going to push to get like Trent Rush to be like, hey, we're going here. We're doing this video. We'd love for you to do it.
I wonder if, or, like, the, I mean, I know it's a stretch, but we're spitballing. The guys, if
very, very much spitballing.
If they're like, hey, can you come out? Like, we're vaccinated. What like, else? I don't know if they have, like, the players, I don't know if they have something in their contract. Oh,
so,
like,
we can't go fuck think around. Once they oh, are, yep,
earn that one.
The, once they're vaccinated personally, and I think the team/staff is at 85%, the restrictions loosen up a lot.
Sorry.
Let's try to not talk about the game while we're recording.
Yeah, no, sorry.
As hard as it is.
So I know for the league in general, if a team, like players and staff and like support staff, are at 85% or more vaccinated, the restrictions loosen up a lot.
Like they can go do shit again?
Yeah, like they can go out and eat and stuff like that. They're not confined to whatever.
It's probably really annoying.
And I think it also depends like state, like where they're at. Like if they're on the road, it depends where they're at and like what the government restrictions. So I know Orange County and LA have loosened up quite a bit.
I see Walsh, she's out on a walk every day in Newport. I
saw that too.
And like, I think you're allowed to do that. Like, I think at home, the restrictions are definitely different than on the road.
It's funny because I want to just drive over there and be like,
hey, pal. Yeah,
I mean,
hello, Jared.
Well, we got a lot to get into. Enough fucking spitball and spitball boy.
No, I want a player to do going yard with us.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think they can when they're going to be in San Francisco at a day game.
That would be the number one,
can, dude.
Trevor with the fucking smart ass just does kick off the show. 1-0 Trevor right now.
Well, I mean, we could probably get Trent Rush or someone because it's in a way.
That's going to be my target. Had an interaction with Alex Curry. I won't be here, but
Trevor, you're on the list,
dude. Yeah, you're on the list. Had an interaction with Alex Curry after the game.
Yeah, how was that?
We went to on Monday against the Rays, which I don't want to go back and talk about all the games because we'd basically have to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like, that's too many, right?
So Thursday was an off day, so we already got that one out of the way. We're good.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday. There it is. You're done. You're kind of close.
All right, man.
Monday, after the game, I have this card series where I'm going around. I'm telling people, like, hey, can you do this card series with me? We're going to open cards, talk about cards. And I assume, like, I still don't know. She might like cards. She might not. But I assume she's like, it's sports related. It's this, it's that. So I kind of give her my pitch. And it is kind of weird. Like, there's four people waiting for, like, Gooby's autograph. Weird. And then they get the autograph. They leave. And, like, Alex, she's getting, like, escorted out by, like, the security. And I'm just like, hey, Alex, real quick, I have a show. I'm trying to work here. I'm trying to do this. I'd love for you to be on, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Do you have an agent? Who can I hit up? And, like, I just couldn't get a read because I said baseball cards. And then, like, I just couldn't get a read if she was, like, I don't know.
From,
you like them, don't like them. I don't know.
Yeah, from my perspective, yeah, I was like, kind of standing back because Max, like, I just want to kind of just
want to pressure myself. Up to her.
So Dave and I are kind of hanging back, and then, like, she seemed pretty receptive to it. And, like, the security's asking Gooby if he wants to escort to his car. He's like, nah, I got this, guys. It's all good.
No, I'm 6'6".
Gooby also said, like, I was like, yo, what happened singles night? Didn't tell me. Still.
The legend he was, of he was like, night maybe get a beer in me.
He's like, maybe a cocktail. We'll talk about it. I was like, literally anytime. I was like, literally anytime we can do that.
If Gooby says, I want to go to Biggs at 3 p.m.
I don't know if he knows I'll leave who work. We are, though. Fuck. Yeah, I'd leave too
easily. I would leave work. But hey, I got to go. Like,
fuck. All right. So we went to the game Monday. Not great. This series against the Tampa Bay Rays
has
been super sus.
The fact that he just threw a gem and like
no run support.
Like, we need that to keep us in the game.
Well, I mean, we have fucking injury bug city, like population Angels, because it's like you could not catch a break.
Tony Tustin. Left knee contusion city.
I've never met a tougher fan base than ours.
Dude, I want to get into this.
They're fucking tough.
I want to get into this a little later. Remind me, the Jared Walsh thing. But before, let's kind of run down Angels, the Angels week, because it has been a while. People, probably we want to catch up on. So the Seattle series, right?
Yeah.
Let's get into that. Not great, right? The first game went up, blew the lead, lost that game, right? Friday, not fun. Just straight up not having a good time, dog. Saturday.
We couldn't get the fucking game on the TV to save our life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, thank you for bringing that up. Because we're at Yard House, and I'm not a complainer, because I think...
Okay.
No.
Well, retract.
Complaining is like, hey, you buy one hat, and then you complain that you don't get two.
But I think we asked the dude, like, five times to put the game on.
Literally. So, a complainer, like, I think if you complain...
You're, like, a pretty reasonable complainer, I'd say.
Right, like, I'm going to... I complain when I know I'm, like, 100% right. Right? So, if I know I'm going to win this lawsuit, I'm suing. Right? We get to Yard House. Trevor gets there first. Right? He said he had asked the waiter...
I'm going to say it before he says it. Of course, he gets there first.
Very punctual guy.
Well, Max called it ahead of time.
I called it?
Yeah, Max was like, Trevor's going to get there first. We already know it.
Yeah. So, Trevor, very punctual guy.
I just had to say before you said it.
Got to Yard House, right? So, I assumed, and this is a reason why I love Yard House, is because it's like a restaurant with TVs. You don't have to sacrifice good food to, like, so if you go to a good restaurant, there's probably not TVs. And if you go to a bar, it's probably not good food. Mm-hmm. Yard House is like the perfect scumbag mixture of both. And we go, and there's a bunch of TVs, Angel Games on like one tiny iPad on the roof, right? We come in, Trevor's jokes around, says, hey, I asked for the game already. The waiter comes, takes my order. I'm like, yo, let's get this game popping. So he knows we're serious. Like, two guys already asked. Boom. The guy's like, yeah, haha, I'm a Dodger fan, whatever. Let me talk to the guy up front. I think he's a Dodger fan too.
Dodgers were simultaneously getting bent over.
And I was just like, hey, dog, honestly, like, one of us here is making minimum wage. One of us is paying $25 for Poke Nachos. Like, let's figure out the chain of command and let's figure out what game should be on, right? The guy making 12 plus tips or the guy spending 12 plus tips for Poke Nachos. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to shove it in your face, but let's go. Comes back, you know, more people start showing up. The fucking waiter comes back. Oh, still not on? Like, no, you're in charge of that. You make sure
it's on. And then on. He disappeared and for then, 40 minutes.
Ray's like, should I just go up and change it myself?
Goes on lunch. This fucking waiter. And we got to talk about servers doing that. Hey, by the way, I'm going on my break, yada, yada, yada. You don't get a fucking break. When I'm done eating, you leave. You want a tip, you'll get a tip. No break for you.
I mean, we live in the state of California.
No break for you. Work through your lunch. So literally, I think it was like an hour where we didn't have this fucking game on.
What happened to fucking chicken and zucchini and asparagus in the corner?
Hey.
And broccoli.
That's not my lunch. That's my break.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I was in there 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. So I was in there. An hour to get this fucking game on. Like,
quite literally
we really
an
don't,
hour.
We really don't get it on for like an hour.
Yeah.
My neck hurts because I'm looking back. So that was just a thing that I just wasn't a big fan of, that like, hey, when I walk into an establishment, because that's my number one pet peeve, because we're always on the go. We're not like these other media guys who like their only job is to watch the game. So they have 8 hours of their day to make sure it's on. And
we have to get
we're
in,
on the
get
go. We're like always behind. Like we're late from work. We leave work early, come here. We're here. The game's not on. We're watching more minutes.
Fucking phone.
Dude, I am done watching games on my phone. It is the worst.
Dude, you gotta switch just radio. Radio broadcast from the phone.
Bro, I tried.
Now we're going backwards in time.
I tried tweeting on Sunday, like.
Watching on your phone?
Because I still had the PMP before it fucking forced me to do the update.
Which we gotta talk about. Talk about Bally Sports West making you fucking update.
No, it literally was like a fucking kick in the nuts. Like, how do you go from something so not futuristic, but it's something so practical,
functional.
It's something so functional. It's something just like an everyday, even a casual sports fan would love this. Like, you're seeing this happen. You see the Rays put four outfielders in the outfield, and Mike Trout says, hold my dick, and still hits a home run. You want to be able to tweet that or text your friends and say, did you see that?
I think it was the highest home run he's hit in his career. It was like 155 feet up there.
I saw that. Bro,
I think Trent Rush was like,
I just don't get
how this is happening. For reference, Matterhorn's 147 feet tall.
I don't understand how.
I stared at my phone for like 4 minutes trying to.
This is like, that came how did it go from good to that? Like Fox Sports West.
There's new owners.
Fox Sports Go app was fucking tight.
Well, I don't think the app was tight. I think just the picture.
Well, it was when Apple updated to be able to do the picture in picture. And like at first, you couldn't do that with Fox Sports West or Fox Sports Go. You could only do it with like MLB.TV. And then like halfway through last year, you were able to do it on the Fox Sports Go
app. Yeah. So real quick, look at the camera. Like you should probably just look at the camera and be like, hey, Bally, like I want picture in picture. Fix your app. And then I'll clip that. And then we could tag it and tweet it and tag them and be like, hey, Bally, I want picture in picture.
I didn't realize C-Rod.
But I think they'll listen to you, so not me.
Bally Sports West, we've already given you a fair shake. Oh,
wait, does he go on base? It bounced.
It doesn't matter. You can't.
Bally Sports West, we've given you a fair shake. We've been proponents of the change, whatever it may be. We were like, cool, Bally Sports West, we don't know what's going to happen. Don't know what's going on, but we're supporting you. We're mutual followers of each other. We need you to bring that picture-in-picture element back because, number one, can't tweet and watch at the same time. Number two, there's nothing worse than... Oh, I hit him
twice before hit the ground.
...doing something and then going back, and then you're like 45 seconds behind. And then you got to drag it all the way to the front, and then you got to hope that it gets you back in time before you miss something else.
That's a great appeal, actually. And Bally, you did kind of sneak up on it. We didn't know who the fuck... We knew who you were in 1990, and then all of a sudden now... You were gone, and now you're back, and we don't know what the fuck. We didn't ask for this. You just came. So maybe make picture in picture stay at least.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. There C-Rod, we go. You're a fucking dime piece.
There yeah, but go. Still fix that. I want picture in picture, and I want it not delayed. And also too many ads.
And also
how about too many just ads. Like,
I want it now.
Way too many
ads. How about MLB TV? Just don't block us out.
Oh, the beginning ad? I learned. You
I'm
know
tired
how,
of that.
You know it's an ad at the very beginning?
Yes.
You have to just exit and then go back and then it starts it.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
We're on to your ass.
I mean, I shouldn't have to do
oh,
that.
Oh, we're on to your ass. We're not watching that ad. Hello.
Hi.
That just reminded me, Mother's Day is coming up.
Yes, it is.
Sunday.
What are you guys doing?
I actually have a like soft...
Your dad was kind of like getting on my nerves.
Tell him.
No, I'm not going to tell him.
See how it goes.
I will not tell your dad, but he was saying, like, I need tickets. I don't need tickets. I don't know. I'll let you know. And I was like, all right, let me know.
Like, all right, it's not like I can make a ton of money off of selling them.
Literally. So.
Mother's Day is.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
It's coming up. It's on Sunday, and it's one of those things that everyone kind of takes for granted because it's like it's just another holiday and whatnot. But take into account that some people don't have their moms. Like. Time. Like, that's obviously it's cool. Post your pictures, do your shit with your mom, with your like with your family and stuff, because you're showing you appreciate them, you're showing you love them and stuff. But keep in mind that like some people don't have their mom, some people don't have their dad on Father's Day. Some people are like on when people post about like, oh, April Fool's, I'm pregnant. Like, some people can't get pregnant.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should go to the game with our two dads on Father's Day and just like, oh, we're not going to.
I'm not going to be here.
Or maybe the set. We leave Sunday. Let's go Saturday.
Father's Day with our dads?
Saturday, yeah. And yeah, as Father's Day. I think they're at home. We'll have to look it up. But Angel, that would be funny.
Angels, daddies with their dads.
Yeah, dads in the outfield. Would be dads in the outfield would be fucking hard. Yeah,
Father's Day is that June, might also be June 20th.
Saturday. Father's Day is June 20th?
Who do we play?
Yeah, we're playing Detroit.
Oh, we're back.
Wait, what? I thought it was the 13th.
Nah, it's the 20th.
Father's Day is the 20th?
In there. Detroit at home?
Yep.
Wait, I'm confused.
I thought it was the 13th. Oh, nah, whatever. All right.
Looking it up.
Oh, we get back like the 18th or something?
Yeah, we get back Saturday. So
all right, fuck it.
Okay, so real quick. Seattle series, sus. Yard House, couldn't get the TVs going, sus. Going yard, not sus. For you two, sus for me. And I'm trying to think what else happened Friday.
That Saturday explosion of runs.
Saturday.
Dude, Saturday, shout out Eddie, one-year-old kid. He left it in. Now he has a one-year-old. Eddie had a small get-together birthday party. The People's Champ.
Yep.
There's a bunch of Eddies on the show. Pinstripe and the People's Champ.
And then Edwin Encarnacion.
Okay, so him too. People's Champ had a birthday party for a one-year-old. And
it was a great party.
Great tacos. Great tacos.
That was a great party.
I don't know if I'm going on a limb saying that because like all tacos are kind of good. Those were exceptional.
Considering it was a party for a one-year-old and he had a funny snap that was like...
Also, fuck you guys for doing the photo booth.
Tell me you have a one-year-old... Or tell me you're having a party for your one-year-old without telling me you're having a party. And it's just like five cases of beer.
Beer for days. Yeah. That was fun. Thank you, Eddie, for inviting us out. That was... Champ. I felt like we're celebrities because it's like... I was there from like 3 to 5 and then you were there like 5:15 to 7. So I'm just hoping that like someone's like, oh, Max is here. Like I'm gonna wait till Carl gets here and ask for a pick. And then I leave and then you show up and they're like, fuck.
It's funny because
like, I couldn't get a pick with both of them.
It's funny because we've become like in our circle. Obviously like our close friends that are fucking dickheads are
still
different.
Still think that we're dickheads.
But yeah, in our circle of like close, but like a little on the outside friends, mm-hmm. we're like the... Like, hey, ask, like, Carl, what do you think's happening with the Angels? Like,
hey, is he going on the IL?
Yeah, like, what's happening? We become, like, the voice of our friend group.
Yep.
Which is kind of tight because we probably know just as much, but we'd like to talk about it.
Okay.
But speaking of the IL, Juan Legarza is back.
We'll get into the IL a little later. It's just...
Take his
hack. The list is, like, super fucking long.
Like, the transaction list, I'm just, like,
insane.
Everything's crisscrossing, going different directions.
I can't even imagine.
It's like when they have
I'm trying
to catch the killer.
Like our graphics chick, I'm like, don't even worry about the transaction at this point. Unless there's a trade, I don't really care at this point.
Exactly. Good call on you by that. I got something this weekend at Eddie's party. I said hi to someone.
Oh.
Nah. Vaccinated.
Both doses? What? Both doses?
Not yet.
Juanito. Beat that out. Nice. Double play.
All right. I got something at Eddie's party that was like, I was like, hey, what's up? This is, you know, my homie. And then, you know, Eddie's like, this is Max. He's like, from Twitter. And I was like, you made my fucking day. I was like, you just made my day. I'm going to go get some tacos. So
you looked at
shout out Eddie.
Look at your thumbs and you said, yes.
I mean, it felt so great. You actually took over the Rocks account and were put, like, you just don't, I don't like to say this about you. You just didn't miss. Yes. So.
You had that good one Monday night. Sure, we'll get to it, but
yeah, we'll get to Monday night. So Saturday, the explosion of runs, which like that was the death lineup. That was the lineup of death.
Yeah,
Rendon, Trout.
Rendon had a bomb, right?
I think that game,
wasn't it?
Everyone was Trout had a bomb. Walsh had two bombs. Rendon had a bomb. Canning shoved with 9 Ks.
I think at one point
he looks so different with
no earned runs.
He looks so different.
I think at one point. It was that like those three, Trout, Rendon, Walsh, they were 5 for 9 with 4 bombs.
Yeah, it was like, Saturday night was the peak, and that was like the peak of like a roller coaster when you're at the top and you don't know you're at the top.
Well, and it was what, 10-1 going into like the 7th or the 8th, and then like our bullpen's like, hey, let's give them some runs back.
Let's fuck around.
And we knew like going into May that it was going to be like buckle up. So we win Saturday. The best probably win of the season, 10-5, even though it got sloppy at the end. And then Sunday lose 2-0. Fuck Justice Sheffield.
My piece of shit.
Justice Sheffield. Yeah, and exactly. It's just like that just brought us back down to earth. Going in to face the Rays. Because Tuesday was like someone had a chokehold on it, but like wasn't squeezing. And it's just like, all right, just kill me. Because they just weren't getting runs. They gave up 2. Like it was just a nightmare. I didn't like Sunday at all. Sunday is like the worst kind of loss because it's just 2-0.
Because you're within striking range.
Because like kill me.
Bundy didn't do anything wrong. He had a quality start.
Which you could say about like a lot of our pitchers.
I think Bundy hasn't had a bad start this season and he still doesn't have a win.
The worst part of 2-0 is like 1-0 sucks right now. Like for the Rays, it's 1-0, right? Like, you know every batter, it's like, we could tie it. Like 2-0, when you're a fan and you're watching it, you say, all right, we need the two-run bomb. Like, we need the base runner.
Or the 3-run bomb, shout out 3-run home run club.
Yeah, that too. But, yeah, that was kind of...
They just signed their first athlete, by the way.
Oh, who is it?
You.
No. Those losses are demoralizing just because, especially coming off of that 10-5, it felt a lot more like it was just a beatdown, and then we kind of just fucked around. But like
that's exactly what it was.
Coming off that big win
to
go into that, I was like... And the guys were getting solid contact off of Sheffield. They just were like,
it was going straight to people. Or no, I think the toughest part was that like we had like two men on in the first and second and third or something like that. And I was like, oh, we're gonna shell him. He gets out with like two men on. He gets zero with two men on. And it's like
right, looking like Otani out there, just like making it sketch, but getting it done.
Crazy, unbelievable. So Sunday, not great. And then that rolls us into Monday, which
Monday was like in itself.
Oh yeah, Monday.
It was like an event.
The first like bad sign on Monday. It's like Otani is supposed to be pitching like 3 hours before game time.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, hey. Otani, little elbow discomfort, and I rewatched the Justice Sheffield hit him in the elbow. Like, yeah, that's not great. I know he has the pad there and everything, but like, you're uncomfortable in your elbow. You're not pitching well.
Yeah.
It's probably sore. Like my arm when I got the shot.
But then, like, what sucks about that also is he then steals second and third, and we still can't score him.
Yeah, that's insane. He's been running wild, and for him to not be like. He's a catalyst, you know, like we used to have Eckstein, like and then it was like Orlando Cabrera or like Eric Ibar, like a spark plug, right? Get on base, kind of run around a bit.
And then like Eric Ibar breaking up that Justin Verlander no hitter with a punt.
And you know, when the guys get on, you're like, all right, we got a fucking chance. Like these guys are the energy, the EpiPen, right? Boom, bring me back. Shohei is that, but like, I don't know. Like,
he can't do everything himself. He's trying.
There's nothing. That
he's literally trying to do everything himself.
Nuts, dude. There's nothing worse that pisses me off than we get on first, one out, zero outs, one out, whatever. Guy gets on second, and then we just strand him. It's like, bro, you tell me you can't go out there and just fucking throw the bat out there and get a little dinker? And granted, we have faced some savages on the mound lately. Like, that motherfucker yesterday, that's the guy I was talking about. I just thought he was, like,
oh, McClanahan?
Yeah, that lefty, right?
Well, yeah, that was his second career game.
Dude, but
that's happened to us, like, every bad game. What gives me issues is, like, Houston, Odorizzi gets out, some scrub hops in, cooks us.
Number zero.
Then this dude fucking comes in, cooks us. Like, what? We just can't hit scrubs.
Well, scrub rookies. McClanahan throws a 100-mile-an-hour slider.
It's the second game. Rattle him up.
Yeah, there's nothing better than it's like the rookie that thinks they're nice and you just
shell them up.
Fucking four bombs.
That happens to us all the time. Joe Adell, we think he's fucking nice. Hasn't had the most perfect start to an MLB season.
Junior War.
So.
I don't know, man.
Should have kept C-Rod in.
We're at that fun.
We're under 500 and I don't like that. I know,
but we're at that fun point of like the season is still so young, but it's, I mean.
But we're already
to implugging. Start 7-3 to where we are now. It's like
sure reminds me of the 13. Remember we started 13-3, a couple years ago,
and then
like it just kind of fell apart. Trumbled. But like we still got the pieces. It's just the so we'll get to the IL in a second. But it's just like the pieces we have is just unbelievable. So okay, so Monday we find out that Otani is scratched, right? He's not playing. We got Quintana, who I don't think as a podcast, as a group, we don't love him.
Don't hate him.
If someone's going to get their spot taken, it's going to be his.
I wish he was better.
Don't like when you do that hat.
I wish he was better.
We did see Sandoval on Monday.
But also, Quintana started out just cooking.
Yeah, started off hot.
First, like, I think if we're moving forward, I think we could do like a Rays type situation where Quintana's our first three innings. Like, he's the first time through the lineup. Mm-hmm. And then you bring in like a Sandoval or like
long
a C-Rod. Like
a long reliever.
And then you get like
I don't hate so the
you,
opener. So
you hope to get.
Any more arms.
You hope to get three innings. Maybe you get like. Two point something out of the opener, aka Quintana. Yeah, once through the lineup, then you get to throw like C-Rod or Sandoval in.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea. I just it's you put Quintana out there 5 days a week, you're getting five different results.
But like he was cooking it the first time through the
Sandoval
lineup.
Sandoval beard is still immaculate,
bro. The guy's good.
Looks pretty good.
Get in there.
He's from here. Which is
fuck Jake Faria at too. I need Jake Faria in there too. Where is he at?
Yeah, he's on the AAA roster.
Come up.
So he's close. I mean, he's close.
Yeah, rosters were released today. Trev, you want to get into that?
Maybe just the big names.
Monday at the game, our seats got moved.
Oh baby,
to a completely different planet.
We got such a nice view of Mike Trout's ass now.
We got upgraded, bro, but also downgraded.
We're on another planet now.
So let me explain this.
I'm at two different stadiums now.
Let me explain this because what happens is that's a rope.
No, let's go.
What? You wanted him. You wanted him. That's what you wanted. Upton catches that.
No.
And I can't believe I said that.
No way.
I don't think Upton catches that.
Upton catches that shit, bro. Sliding on his ass.
Fuck no.
We upgraded seats, right? We used to be in section 245, which is a little bit higher. It's about 40 rows from the field. And it was, we never had an issue with crowding. We never had an issue with like us being rowdy, which also we didn't have that on Monday, but 245, perfect. We could move up and down. We could do our things. We could do whatever. We got bumped to 240, which is now 11 rows from the grass.
Yep.
Thanks, Trev. Trev said it was 12. It's 11.
I said, if they go every
letter. No, you said it was, you said
done.
Yeah.
You check the tape.
Trev, check the tape. Trev's up by one.
I'm gonna get you still.
All right. So we got bumped up. And what I didn't realize, I guess it makes sense now, but like if people have seats closer to the grass, they're going to more likely go to the game, right? Because in 245, like that shit was empty 50% of the time because they're not nosebleeds, but like they're not that good of seats, I guess, right?
That's like your family of four and you want to take your kids to the game. That's like those seats.
Yeah, but
those are perfect for that.
I love them.
I love them too.
They were awesome. I want to go back if we could. We got bumped to 240. And for some reason, I don't know if the seats are closer or if there's just more people, but it felt so fucking congested.
I think there's just more people in that section.
And we weren't drinking.
So that didn't help.
That didn't help our overall psyche because they're like.
So let's just go around us three and say like, I'll say one thing that happened. You say one thing that happened. You say one thing that happened. Don't repeat each other, but let's see how far we can get each incident by itself. So me, I'll start because it's my idea and because I'm probably going to run out after like two or three things. Everybody sees like the girl going to the baseball game and doing the panoramic and taking a picture of her beer. There was a girl, luckily, who she went from the top of the section all the way to the bottom of the field for 2 minutes.
Oh, you're talking about the girl that's sitting like two rows behind us?
Literally two rows. So this is where I'm getting to. Filming Mike Trout for like 2 minutes, filming her beer, and security's coming to get her. Like, yo, you got to sit down. And I was going to film security telling her to sit down, her filming Trout. It would have been funny because it's like these memes like go viral every once in a while.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't because her friends were right behind us. No. He's not in. Fuck you.
Who is that?
Brandon Lau, not in the club.
Okay, so that bitch was filming Trout for 2 minutes. Security came, pulled her, and that was wild. It was just wild to see that in person, in the wild, actually. Like, her filming for 2 minutes, not even giving a fuck what's going on in the game. Just standing in the middle of the section.
Like, take this motherfucker out, bro.
Do we got to turn the game off?
No, I just, like, why? Like, why do they take C-Rod out? He just got a fucking double play to end the inning with the bases loaded. He inherited two runners and he fucking gets out of it. And then this dumb fuck comes in. There was a guy at the game that was might as well been wearing a shirt that said Kevin Kiermaier throttled my girl. He was there with like, and you could tell he was just so out of place. It was like Max made the joke. He's like,
well, because he was going crazy before you guys got there.
And Max made the joke that was like when you and you're like, you have an extra ticket and then your friend's like, yeah, we can bring this guy. And everyone's like, fuck.
I don't think the friends knew. Like, there's no way. Because the guy was just going out of control. He was going bananas. And it was like,
the guy was like screaming at Kevin Kiermaier, who, for those of you who don't know, Rays center fielder. He's just yelling at him like, I'll give you $50 to strike out. Like, he's just yelling. And he was like, Kevin. And it's like, bro, like, I know he thought he was tight. Like, he thought he was entertaining everyone around him. And we're all just laughing.
It was funny, like, the first time he did, like, before you guys got there. And then it just got obnoxious.
It was like the third inning and he's still yelling at him.
It's just a privileged white dude who thinks he's like the life of the party.
He for sure is like a my daddy's got the biggest boat on the lake. He's like, yeah, well, my daddy owns a lake.
he's the lake owner or he's the
lake owner.
Yeah. No, nah, he's just, it's one of those. It was crazy.
Those are like poor seats to him.
And then this, well, this is what I'm going to say about that section. It's like the section where like the MAGA, like you want to be MAGA and you want to, but like you can't afford the Lexus Club for some reason. So you're like in 240. So it doesn't really make sense to me. I actually like being there because we don't fit them. Like we're not supposed to be there.
If we told them like, yo, we got our vaccine, like that would just beat us up.
Well,
they would all jump us. All
right, let's let Trev go because girl filming trout for too long. Security had to come get her. Guy yelling at Kevin Kiermaier.
Bachelorette party was in Tampa.
Even though he was wearing
elite tweet.
Positive vibes only.
Yeah.
Wild.
Which I was wearing a trucker hat that said positive vibes.
Bro, when he was walking up, I wanted to be like, we really got him. Like, we really got him, didn't we? But I was scared to get beat up. So, Trev, go one thing that you noticed in the seats.
This is kind of just a pet peeve. Like, if the signs say no smoking in the seat, in the seats, don't do it.
And if you're gonna do it,
it even says like no e-cigarettes. Like don't be old and doing it. Even if you're young and doing it, don't blow fat clouds and draw attention to yourself.
That's literally what just fat clouds
like
and drip.
If you're gonna do it, be discreet about it.
I was pretty proud of myself when I was like.
See, most people when you do that, they like turn around and they're like, haha, that's pretty funny. That actually happened to us. I think game against the Astros. Remember the girl was in front of us.
Oh yeah, she was vaping
Greg
too.
Was there and Greg was like, "Pass that shit," and like that was funny. She took it. She was like, "Ha ha, whatever." And
but then, like, she was still being somewhat discreet about it. Like, this chick was just blowing fat clouds, and then the usher comes down. I was like, "Hey, you can't do that." And they're like pretending like, "Oh, we weren't doing anything."
What are you
talking
about? Yeah, that was the worst.
Like, there's literally a smoking and vaping section right behind those seats.
That's so crazy. That's so. I didn't think smoking would bother you, but that's like.
That was funny.
Like, I agree. I totally agree with you. Vaping doesn't really bother you. I know it bothers other people, but
at
like.
A game, though? Yeah, that's fucked like, up.
Come there's on.
Like a million people
around. There's a ton of people around. It's a terrible example for kids.
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, fuck those kids, though. Here's the thing with kids, bro. Well,
yeah.
Like, because I cuss like no other, and people are like, yo, don't cuss. It's like, don't bring your kid to a ball game.
But like it's a family event.
No. I understand. If I'm cussing at Chuck E. Cheese, for sure, you have all right.
And like
we're at a ball game.
Like being in the outfield pavilions, that is kind of the family sections.
No. The bathrooms, the little urinal and the bigger urinal. If you could take your kid in there and he could pee there, he could hear me say fuck. Like that's life. Little girl, maybe I'll be a little different.
Because I mean, it's like
at a ball game, you got to know where you're.
Why doesn't Tyler Glass not get smoked? Why doesn't your new best friend get smoked?
Well, no, he does. His mom's calling him out.
But like, it's not a big thing. Like, if it was a black guy,
we got to get into that because of the fucking suspensions.
Okay, but keep going. Keep the train.
Okay, so what else happened? There was.
You're stumped already.
No, I got one. There was.
He probably has the front row people.
So, yeah, we're in the section. Something's going on with the front row people where they keep going from row A to row F. They just keep walking back and forth. Go to the front for three pitches, come to the back for three pitches, go to the front, go to the back. And then there's like another guy with them who's just collecting free shit around the stadium. Like it's a scavenger hunt in a bag. And he's like, look, I got this hat. Look, I got this. It's like, this is the only time you've ever been to a game. And your goal is just to collect all the free shit they're giving out.
Marvel with a collector.
Unbelievable.
Are you talking about the guy with the broken armor?
It was a black dude that just kept leaving and coming back. Which is
okay. Yeah, no, so that guy was like friends with the guy that was in the front. Like the kid in the front and the dad, their sister and mom. I was actually walking behind them, walking into the stadium. They were like four rows in front of us. But like the kid just kept going to the front because he was getting balls from like Mike Trout and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I guess it was their friends sitting like another section over. And this dude, when he showed up, was just hammered. He was like, trying to tell the people sitting like diagonally in front of me that they were in his seats. He's like, isn't this section blah, blah, blah? And he's like, no, dude, it's the section over there.
What a guy.
And then like the usher's trying to help find his row. He's like, I can't find the row. And it literally says it right there. And he's like,
that's unbelievable. So go, your turn. Cause I got, okay, so I got girl, Snapchat, Instagram, bitch. You have positive vibes only. You have e-cigs. I have guy who kept coming and going for free shit.
Well, the girl from the very first event makes a reappearance, and I'm just minding my business, looking at my Dogecoin blowing the fuck up.
Huh.
And then she's like, ooh, are you looking at your Dogecoin? And I was like, yeah, like, fucking put my phone. I'm like, and don't get me wrong, because I'm guilty of this. I'm a big proponent of, like, when people are taking selfies, and if you're in the back, just, like,
smile.
Yeah. It's like a little fucking what's up kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like, bitch, don't be looking at my fucking money. Like,
that was sus.
And then she's like, do you know when to sell it? And then I was like,
Because I can get people are gonna be like, "Damn, Carl, you're a fucking dick." But I'll vouch for them where they were just like
they were obnoxious the whole game.
They were being obnoxious.
Yeah. So like, and like,
I already had a sour taste in my mouth. Probably
the dudes they were with were like trying to like act like they knew what was going on. It was like
brutal,
brutally wrong.
Listening,
brutally
wrong.
They sucked.
It was brutal listening to them.
I was thinking, I was like, dude, who like imagine being like, hey, we're going to a game with so and so, whatever that guy's name is, inside behind us.
Nah, I'm good.
No, you gotta, I'm not going.
You got to pay people to go to the game with those.
There's
kind of people.
No shot I'm going to game with them. So if you guys want to check out a good time, Section 240, you might not have fun, but you'll have stories. And that's what we had. I also had fun. A million stories.
What about the guy?
Yeah, and then those high schoolers in the front row.
The TikTokers.
The high schoolers in the front row filming Mike Trout like, come on, give me a ball, Mike. Come on, Mike.
That might be the worst part about our
section. Left-hand dogs, right-hand cats.
Bro, we were going to get in a fight with them.
Oh, and like they were trying to start the wave, and I said, I told them like, "Yo, watch the game. No one likes the wave." Yeah, and they're like, "Cut your hair." And I'm like,
"Well, people do like the wave, though."
Well, I mean, I've been outspoken about this my entire life. I hate the wave. I think it's the worst thing that ever happened.
No, the guy behind. So the guy with she's back. The guy with that dumb Instagram girl.
He's back.
That guy is like, I hope you break your other arm. Like the kid that was trying to start the wave because he was wearing a Rays jersey.
Okay.
And then like they thought I said it. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything.
It's kind of funny.
That is funny.
And then they're like, don't fucking tell someone that. You don't tell someone to break their arm. Like, you don't know what happened to him, blah, 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 right? And then they kept looking back. And then so I'm just like looking at the kid. I'm like, bro, like you guys are fucking 17 years old. Like,
yeah, but they feel invincible at that point.
I'm like, we'll throw you onto the field.
It was an unbelievable time.
We'll see if Mike Trout can catch you. Well, that's not how you do that.
I mean, what the fuck was that?
Do we need to turn off the game?
We might need to. You brought it to a halt when you brought it up, dude. That shit was crazy.
You just give him a 3-run bomb. That's your club.
He's not in.
Well,
you know the fucking rules. Don't fucking say like it's my club. Yeah. He's not getting in. You know the rules.
You did this. You created this.
Oh, we should have more than one fucking run right now.
Yeah, it's dog shit.
But, okay. Let's go positives for Monday's game. Otani hits a monster shot to center.
Rendon hits a monster.
Rendon hits a shot to left. Sleggers catches it in his hat.
Yeah, that was tight. Shout out Slegg.
Yeah, Rendon. That sucked. Cause Rendon was kind of looking locked in, like he.
And then he fouls one off his knee.
Contusion boy.
And then Angels Twitter. I mean, we have a lot of just like juggernauts in Angels Twitter. Iron Men that are like, this guy's made of glass. I fought 7 bears at once and came back to tell the tale. And it's like
Angels Twitter.
It's like, have you ever swung how Anthony Rendon swings a bat and fouled a ball directly
Angels
off
your knee? Have you ever made contact with a baseball?
Angels Twitter all right, let's, for you personally, no profile picture. Don't even put an ounce of emotion into what they're saying. Cause I'm telling you, bro, I've seen some of these guys and it's not like, I'm not flexing that. Like, hey, I show my profile picture. I'm whatever. Just straight ass cheeks.
Like, I'm not like,
no,
5 years old.
No fucking, it's wild to me. I don't even want to say anything because they're going to attack me. Look in the mirror. Not you. Look in the mirror.
But then it's hard because you have cool ones like the homies that came to say what's up to us. Like, you have cool ones like that are behind pictures, like fake pictures, but then they're like, in real life,
harmless,
like yeah. Oh, they're cool, like, what's up? But then you have the fucking dorks.
This is the perfect time for me to get into, like, last night. Croissant? Mm-hmm. What is that?
With a K?
What is that?
Smoke them in fantasy.
Who is that? He's in our league?
I think so.
Kick him out.
What is it? Christian Fleming or whatever?
Oh, I don't know if I don't know if he wants us to expose his full name, but...
White.
But yeah, busted his ass.
So I had a tweet last night. Somebody,
I think he's in Australia or something.
Really?
Yeah. What? I'm pretty sure. Hold me close.
Hold me close, Otani dancer.
I'm pretty sure P. Soto sent him a bobblehead to Australia or something.
Hmm. He seems more like tight-knit than, or she, I don't even know. He seems like, they seem like integrated that they like live here.
If you can do what he does or like what, That world of Twitter people do from Australia, you're a wild boy.
You're psycho.
Yeah.
UK Angels, psycho.
But they're psycho in like a good way.
For sure, but still.
Like dedication psycho.
Still psycho. I'm not, there's nothing like there's
no wake up at like 1 a.m. to watch
Japanese
game.
Racing that I'm watching here. That is like, there's no shot that's going down.
The only time is when it was like, it would be like UFC events at 4 a.m. and I would go out and come home eating fucking Del Taco. Never. And it's like, oh, the co-main event is on. Kelvin Gastelum's fighting in the Philippines.
No shot. All right.
But what happened with Croissant?
I mean, he was just attacked. Like, somebody put like...
DM'd you?
No. I forget it. But somebody threw the idea out of like, all right, fuck it, move Walsh. Right? Since Poole's playing anyways, fuck it, move Walsh. See what we can get. And I said, I quote tweeted it and I said, hey, I like don't 100% hate this idea. I think Jared Walsh is the most valuable, tradable person we have on the Angels. Because you're not trading Ohtani. You're not, fingers crossed, you're not trading Trout. So I think the next guy up is like Walsh. And it's like, we could stomach losing a guy like that. And it's like,
I don't think we
for immediate help now. But I said, I probably wouldn't, though. Feels like a panic move. And then he put, or she put, you're dumb or something, or this is stupid, whatever. And I was like, well, that's why I said I wouldn't do it, because I just don't feel right about it. And he's like, but even if you don't hate this 100%, you're still wrong. And I was like, yeah, it's interesting to think about, though. Like, it's interesting to see what we get.
It is interesting, but he is currently the second or third best hitter on the team.
To see what Trout would garner, though.
But
sure, but we can't trade him.
We can't do that.
No, I know that, but I'm saying,
I don't think teams have enough to get.
I think Walsh is untradeable, too, to be honest.
I'd say Walsh is untradeable just because.
So then you're just scrapping 2021. Like, you're just.
How are we scrapping 2021?
I'm just saying, like, if things keep going the way they're
29 games in?
I'm just saying, if.
But by that logic, if
things keep going the way they're going, everyone except Trout and Ohtani, maybe even Trout, is going to be like, what can we get for this guy?
So then why don't you trade Fletcher?
I think you get more if you get Walsh. If you move Walsh, you get more than what you do if you move Fletch.
I don't think so.
I think
Fletch is on like a cheap contract extension to where a team could take
on that. But Walsh has team control available.
You get so much more for Walsh.
I think Walsh is slightly more valuable than Fletch at this point.
Yeah, okay, no. But I'm saying we're going to get fucking punched in the dick if we give up Walsh too, though.
Yeah, but at least we'll get some fuck. Like, we'll get some. We'll get pitching. We'll get something.
Okay, we already are not scoring.
Interesting to talk about.
But we're already not scoring, so what is it?
And Walsh is a source of offense. Like, we need him in the lineup.
I'm not trading him. I'm just saying, you have to, it's interesting to think about.
If you open the doors, you got to feel what comes in.
The way things are going, we're going to need to evaluate trading a lot of people.
So we're going to have to bank on winning every game.
I think we got
to. And how is it going for us right now?
We got to look at what's available to trade in the minors.
Not good, but I'm saying, like, hey, Croissant, relax, bro. That's your fucking.
I'm actually him.
I fucking know. So after every tweet, I'll put the little Croissant emoji because he has it in his name. So I was like, fuck it. I'll one up you. I'll put it too. So I put, I don't know, I was thinking about it, and then a Croissant emoji.
And then
he just stopped replying because I think he got tired of the Croissant emoji.
I think it's tough to.
Or she.
Like, how can you give up the guy that's been, yeah, there's
Anaheim native.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are you going to do with, like, Walsh has been, besides Mike Trout, over the past two seasons, the best player on our team.
Aside from
Coming into today, Trout was hitting .407. Next best hitter on the Angels, Walsh at .333.
And
just even feels like an Angels move.
Even back to last year, though. Like, he's been.
Oh, you go back to September of last, beginning of September to now. I think Walsh is like
guy.
Sure, has been one of the best hitters in the entire league.
Like, that's where the value stems from. It doesn't just stem out of nowhere.
But that's like LeBron is valuable. But like,
yeah, no, but no, it's not, because that's like Trout. It's like saying Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is valuable. That's like, no, yes, he is.
No, that's like,
you can't say LeBron. I mean, what the fuck? He's not LeBron.
Okay, maybe like a spark plug to a team. It's like. It's Jokic, and then it's like
Kawhi or something.
And then it's like Jamal Murray's valuable. Like,
he is valuable.
I know, but they're not going to trade him.
Well, you got Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, but of course he's valuable. So who's going to play first? Albert?
I mean, fuck, they're playing him anyways. Yeah, what I'm saying. It's like, they're playing him anyways. There's so many conspiracy theories, and this is why Angels losing is bad, because everyone goes at each other's throats. They're saying Manassian's mad at Madden. Madden's playing Albert in spite. Because I don't know why the fuck Albert Pujols is playing.
I saw this interaction.
And if he is going to play.
I don't even know who it was, but this interaction was like, Manassian should just come down and rip up the lineup card and put his own lineup. And someone's like, you know, that's not how it works. Like, you know,
Moneyball. Yeah, exactly.
You know, Joe Madden sets the lineup.
when, like, even if the front office sets it, the manager still has to exchange it, or like someone, one of the coaching staff has to exchange.
And the likelihood of the front office setting the lineup is like, it's not the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm actually,
we're not the Rays.
I didn't believe that because we're only 30 games in. I was like, there's no way they're already at each other's neck 30 games in.
And but, I think Perry and Joe probably have a great relationship.
I think so too.
Why is Albert playing?
Because Walsh is playing right field.
Yeah, go get me a fucking right fielder.
Okay, for what? Okay, we're going to trade Walsh for him?
Get rid of fucking...
You're going to trade Walsh for one?
You can't get a right fielder anywhere.
From where? Brian Goodwin, free agent.
No, he signed.
Oh, he signed somewhere?
He signed. I think he signed with the White Sox.
Oh, White Sox. White Sox need outfielders.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They have the injury bug.
There's right fielders to go and be had. Go get one.
Yeah, what price?
Stop playing a Thanos. First baseman at right
field. Well, now we got Taylor Ward playing.
Thanos at what cost?
I thought that was live, and I was like, he's playing?
Thanos at what cost? Everything. Like,
you can get rid of a prospect for a right fielder.
Okay, who are you giving up?
We're giving up Joe Adell.
Take a fucking slap dig and send his ass to fucking Tuscaloosa, wherever the fuck.
For a serviceable right fielder?
Yes.
How?
Who's after Marsh?
No major league outfielder is going to get traded right now.
Who's under Marsh right now?
Jordan Adams.
Marsh is an extended spring training right now because he's hurt.
Under in terms of value.
Yeah.
Or like pro readiness.
So it's Adell, Marsh, Detmers.
Let's see. AAA outfielders. So our AAA outfielders are Adell, Jay, and Lund.
Lund, worthless. Jay, worthless.
Double A, we got
Jordan Adams playing center. Oh,
no. Ditter, Griffin, Hunter Jr., Martinez and Wilson.
Shout out to Hunter Jr. Didn't know where he was 3 weeks ago. Now we know.
How about we're like, did he quit?
High A, we got Jordan Adams.
He's an Inland Empire?
No, he's a Tri-City. Inland Empire is low A this year. Yeah.
Oh, we suck.
Jordan Adams hit a fucking nuke today.
And then low A, Inland Empire. Edwin Yan and Jose Reyes are like the only names I recognize.
Yeah, so I don't see any of them going for anything.
I'm saying Jeremiah.
Marsh isn't even like listed on this because he's hurt. But
I'm saying Jeremiah Jackson.
Again, Jeremiah Jackson.
I don't want his.
Kyren Paris both had like some burrs last night.
But if the way the free agent market's going, make Artie Moreno spend some fucking money. Go get me Correa or Seager, whoever the fuck you want. Get rid of Jeremiah. Go get me an outfielder. But again, I'm sorry.
So then what is it, though? You've been talking about it this, like, you've been saying this season. Like, that's what you've been focused on. You're saying you want to trade Walsh because of this season.
I'm saying,
look. But then you're talking about going and get one next year.
Like, I'm saying that if things keep going the way they're going, and there's not a, right now, the way May's looking, I was hoping for 500. The light at the end of the tunnel does not look bright. And I think it's going to come to a point, we see this in the NFL, we see this in the NBA, if a team is sucking, they're getting rid of guys. Right? So if we keep this pace, we're going to see what we can get for Bundy. We're going to see what we can get for everyone on the roster, not named Trout, not named Ohtani. I was just saying, it's pretty interesting to think about, like, hey, when someone's broke, what's the first thing they do? It's like, hey, I like my PS5, but I need money. Like, I got to sell it.
I can see someone trading for, like, Heaney at the deadline, dude.
I don't know about that, dude.
I could see it.
I see Bundy.
Like, someone like, that people needs,
gonna,
like, a fourth guy.
People are going to attack for Bundy.
But we're fucking dumb fucks to let him go.
Yes, I know. I'm not saying. I want him to stay.
At the trade deadline, which I think I wrote down how many games it was last week, but I think it's like 104 games in or something like that.
He fucks. If
we're 40 and 60 at that point, I could see us being sellers at the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, I just
you better get a King's ransom back for Bundy.
What do you need? I mean, it's just.
He's our best pitcher by a long shot, and he's still like...
Extend Bundy,
actually. And he's still not considered like a top pitcher in the league.
And that's the problem that we have. And when we lose, because pitchers don't produce or we don't give run support or whatever, we're at each other's throats, and that's how all these scenarios come out. I had a tweet that I drafted up, and I couldn't get it out. It was on Mars. I couldn't word it right. Artie Moreno, why are you here? Money, right? You know how to get the most money? Get the most fans. You know how to get the most fans?
Have the best team.
Win fucking games, and you'll get your money that way.
Simple formula.
Like, it's just unbelievable how, like, we're, like, in these situations every fucking year. We got bit by the injury bug, which, like, you can't predict that at all. I don't want to hear Rendon's made of glass, took a ball off the fucking knee, whatever. I don't want to hear Upton's made of glass. He's been way more productive than we expected, and if we're relying on Justin Upton to be our savior, we're fucked anyway. good piece.
But he's still better than what everyone was saying.
Not have, like, Joe Adele should be there right now. Like, he should be up and ready. He should be playing. He should be filling in. He should be in right
field. But don't you think that speaks to where he's at then, where they see him as? Like,
I think they want to see Joe get a good 2 weeks at least in AAA and then evaluate from there.
Because I get what you're saying. Like, if they have Wander Franco waiting, right?
The Reds. Yeah.
These motherfuckers.
Do. Yeah.
But they don't, like, you have Willy Adames, you really don't even need to play Wander Franco. You can let him spend more time down.
Willy Adames hitting like 190. So it's like, I'm sure they're saying, I'm sure a
Rays
Rays podcast is saying that we need to bring up Wander Franco right now.
Like, big baseball guys in general.
One at a time.
He's saying, there's someone right now talking, saying, bring up Wander Franco right now because Willy Adames is a fucking dork. He's hitting 190. Like, what the fuck is he doing in AAA? But the Rays obviously see him as he needs more work. He's the number one prospect in baseball.
Sure.
Like, we see Joe Adele and we're like, yo, we want him on our team because we know what he can do. We know what we want from him. But if he's not here, it's for a reason. That's how I see it, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Go ahead, Trev.
Yeah, no, like, just in general, people on, like, baseball and Twitter in general, like, they're demanding Wander Franco be brought up.
But I think the thing is, we're all on Twitter.
Like, real good young prospects.
We're all on Twitter, like, because we like baseball and because we like doing these things. But, like, yeah, it's too difficult to tell the common fan, like, to basically, like, I need someone to shake me and be like, you do not know more than the GM. You don't do it, and you don't do it. I'll do it to myself. But that's what the entire Twitter needs is, like, you don't know more than Perry. And if they do, then we have a problem. But it's like, you just need that good shake of, like, I don't care how many hours you spend on Baseball Reference. I don't care if you have MLB, MILB.TV. You do not know more than the guys who have been doing this their whole life. But you can't relay that to a common fan. It's impossible for me to relay to you why they cut Kerryon Johnson.
I don't care how many fucking baseball bits you watched.
Exactly. So, fuck, man. It's fucking annoying.
But it does suck. I mean,
when the team loses, this is what happens. We fucking kill each other. Survivor Island, I'm cutting your throat, you're cutting Trevor's throat, Trevor's cutting my throat. We're all fucking done. We're dead. Podcast is over.
Nah, no, cut my throat.
All right.
We're back to
that off.
Back to Max's podcast.
Shut the fuck up.
Here we are on Max's show. What do you want to talk about?
Now I got to cut that out.
On your show.
Are you done?
You're allowed to, but I can't.
We're going to be in last place soon if you keep it up.
No, we're not.
We talk about me meeting Tyler Glass now.
Yeah. Get into that, Trev.
God damn it.
This was Monday night?
Monday night after after you talked to Alex Curry. Do we already talk about this? Or was that off camera?
Alex Curry was on camera.
But did we talk about me and Glass now on camera? After Max talked to Alex Curry, him and his cousin are walking back to his car parked by Carl Strauss. Sponsor us.
Maybe don't say that so I don't get beat up next time.
Yeah, you're done. And I'm not going to be there to protect you.
So I was walking back because I was at Noble and walking past the visitor tunnel. I'm like, who's wearing a bright white, like, Rays jersey, Players Weekend jersey? It says Baby Giraffe on it. I'm like, oh. As I walk past him, make the connection. Oh, that's Glass now. I'm like, oh, that's his brother, Ted. So
they were already outside.
Well, so Tyler wasn't quite out yet. So I go back. I'm like, you're Ted, right? I'm like, because I'd seen him on the Chris Rotation, a couple other interviews. He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, saw you on this such podcast. Like, oh, great podcast. Nice to meet you. Tyler comes walking out with three Coors Lights in his hand for him, Ted, and their cousin Brittany. And he drops one right as, like, he's getting out to his family. And he, like, turns to the security guy. He's like, I'm not getting in trouble for these, right? I just chime in like, nah, you're fine, dude. It's all good.
Your security there now.
And
Trevor's going
to
get us.
So I'm like about to walk. I'm like, I need to get a picture. Long hair. This dude's 6'8", one of the best pitchers in the league. And I'm like, hey, can I get a picture? And they're like, yeah, sure. And they're like, hey, Brittany, take the picture for us. And I'm like, Ted's like, oh, I don't need to. I'm like, no, get in. It's all good. Well, I don't want to, like.
Yeah. I've been in that situation. It's tough.
It's funny when.
So I'm mad at Trevor.
It's funny when there's a picture when it's like, I'm going to take a picture with a fucking UFC fighter and, like, his brother, right? And it's like. Like, oh, I'll get out of the picture. It's like, no, you're already more famous than me because you're this person's brother.
Yeah.
So you get the fucking
stay in it.
Yeah.
So I had said deuces to Trev, right? And then he goes walking, I go walking. Like, you could have sent a text.
No, but like
Glasnow's over here. I would have sprinted.
But it was so, like, just in the moment, like, I started talking to Ted. Tyler comes walking out right away.
How long was the whole interaction?
Like entire interaction, maybe a minute and a half.
That's wild.
You ain't been running that long.
David was so mad.
You ain't been running long enough David to get there in a minute and a half.
Hat Heat 6 was fucking pissed. What? And, like, the way that worked out is, like, because we didn't leave the stadium the original way. We went the long way, hung out, waited for Alex Curry, talked to Alex Curry, and then went. If we didn't do any of those things, you would have walked right past them.
Oh, they probably wouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah.
They probably, I think his parents might have been, like, waiting in the car or something.
No shit. That's crazy.
So I think he, like, Tyler, I think he said hi to him.
Fuck again.
I think he said hi to them real quick, and then like him, Ted, and Brittany like walked off to the side to like drink the beers, and I just like walked back to my car.
Damn, that's pretty tight. I mean,
crazy. That's a crazy story. I think it's actually pretty funny. Like that.
Last night was like the perfect Trevor guy too.
Well, my mom was like, "I thought we were playing the Mariners. Why was he there?" I'm like, "Mom, we were playing the Rays. He was the winning pitcher for Monday night."
That's so funny.
I did,
like, as I was saying bye to him, like, hey, man, you pitched great tonight, but that Ohtani bomb.
What'd he say?
He's like, yeah, man, I know.
You pitched great, but fuck
yourself.
He
was fat-shaming Ohtani. That wasn't cool.
He said he was.
He's like, big. No shot, he's 210. Like, hey, come on.
There's bro. No shot.
It'll be cool.
Well, it's all muscle.
Shohei's 230, bro.
It'll be cool.
Shohei's 230. Hey. 6'4", hey. 6'4", 230.
Hey. Dude, but.
I bet my life on it.
Hey. Tyler Glass now is so tall.
He's big as fuck.
So hey. Tall.
What?
Be cool.
Shohei 240.
Be cool. All right, the Angels, Tuesday. Played their probably worst game of the season.
Four errors.
Little League Baseball.
I'd say it should have been more than four errors.
Bad News Bears.
It might have been. Like, it was just.
I think the scorebook says four errors.
And
but
now,
like,
we've had three games, Lord. Like that.
Insane.
We're lucky the Rays didn't run it up. But that should have been, like, another 15-1 game.
And I honestly wouldn't have even. Like, we didn't even make four errors in that Toronto game.
No.
Oh, my God. This is a fucking.
I'm not even saying that name.
Yoshi Tsutsugo.
Oh, excuse me? I feel like you're insulting me.
That's his name.
This guy just comes in and just hits a double.
That's G-Man Choi, parallel universe.
Japanese G-Man Choi?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, yeah, it's Tuesday. I don't even like talking about these games because it's like there's not.
It was like Cobb didn't do anything wrong. Through five innings, no earned runs.
He had five walks.
Sure, though. But when you have.
Yeah, a lot of walks. But
what happens is like you walk, not even walk a guy, you make an error, next play, like the baseball gods are going to punish you. There's a guy on base, then the guy comes in to score. Then you overthrow the guy, he runs home. Like, so many fucking errors, right? From Iggy to Fletch to an overthrown ball. Like, you're never going to win a game like that. Like,
you asked me who my least favorite guy on the Rays is? It's Manuel Margot. I just remembered.
Manny Margot? Why?
Because yesterday's piece of dog shit for running so hard.
For trying.
Well, that dude's so fast.
I like that.
Fuck him. You don't fucking try against the Angels.
Hey, why do you like this? I almost put out a tweet because I was like so mad. I was like, how to beat the Angels. One, show up.
Yeah.
That's try. All you got to fucking do.
How to beat the Angels.
And it try. Sucks because like I don't like being negative about this fucking team, but it's like that shit's fucking contagious when you go on Twitter like you go on right now, I guarantee
that's
you it's
why
a fucking
you
nightmare.
Stay off that
it's
shit.
A fucking nightmare.
It's hard because we use Twitter as
but
the
we
main,
need to change that shit.
We're the biggest proponents of Twitter because that's but the main
need,
source of.
We need to change that shit.
We're not going to change it because we don't have a big enough following yet. I know that.
But we do try to bring the positive vibes.
We I know, but I'm saying.
Like we had Albert Pujols playing third base on Monday.
But that's what the thing with, like, we're big proponents because we need it to grow our brand. But then it's also, like,
I like it.
Get the fuck off of it. Because it's like a cesspool of nonsense.
I like it. I like it. I just think, dude, it is tough to, like, how do you, like, yesterday logged on to, I had to watch that fucking four-error game. Log on and then get, you know, while I'm down, kicked in the fucking chest by the Rocket with just an all-time ricochet. The Angels need to fucking save Mike Trout or some shit. Like, yo, friendly fire.
Yeah, but everyone stopped reading after he said that. Like, he said trade him or get him help. No one read that part.
I read that part. It's still like.
I know, but it's like
I said,
either.
What the fuck? Hey, be cool. Though. We just got kicked. We're the only game one. Be cool.
Your girl's going to leave you unless you stop fucking around or. You buy her a lot of things. Like, it's two it's
bro,
two options.
But it's something I don't need after watching a four-error game. That's how I know he didn't watch the game, because you don't send that shot after, like, you know what I mean? You save that one for the morning. And that was the last.
Angels following?
No, it's me, and I'm in his ass every time you said something negative about the Angels.
That's funny.
I'm in your fucking
ass. He said, hey, what the fuck? He just said Max.
Yeah.
That was
his funny. Thing is like the sun's gonna explode. I should have just put like doesn't matter, sun's gonna explode.
He says that?
That's his thing. He's like, you know, when you talk shit on the Red Sox, he's like, none of this matters, sun's gonna explode. So that's what that should have been my original comment, but it was just such a Kyle hey, yo, Shanahan. What the fuck, bro? Like, what are we doing here with this angel slander? Like, nah.
Kyle Shanahan. No one knows if we're even going to be alive on Sunday.
We're still alive.
That's funny.
So, rough week for the Angels. They went 1-2 1-4
Oh, for like since we last recorded? It's
Friday.
So yeah, since we last recorded 1-4
We got to win this one. I mean, dude, this gauntlet of a fucking schedule. Like, who did this shit? Like, it's just an impossible schedule that, like, it's kind of fucked up. Like, give me a fucking break here. We got to win today.
That has to mean our we schedule win gets tomorrow. Easier, right?
I don't. I
mean, like, at some point.
It should. Like,
August or something.
But I just.
We go back to Houston and then out to Boston. I mean, those should be winnable games. I don't think those two teams.
Three and three?
Because it's like
six times?
I think. 4-2
This team, like, sometimes...
I don't think the Astros or the Red Sox are as good as their records say they are.
Sometimes...
Not at all. And we're definitely not as bad as our record says we are.
Sometimes you just see a team with no heart, and that's what I've seen out of the Angels sometimes. I've just seen no pulls. It's Trout and a bunch of guys.
Well, like, I think it was Monday's game. Might have been... No, it was Monday's game. It's just Ohtani dapping up every single person in the dugout.
Monday, we need the bat. We need the bats in the dugout.
Monday, we were going to come back, and then Rendon got hurt. That just put a fucking...
It did. We were literally in the middle of a comeback.
Yep. Put everything to a screeching halt. And
so, let's go worst case doomsday. We get swept by the Rays, right?
Mm-hmm. Lose today, lose tomorrow?
Swept.
Right? That's four, right? That's what I'm asking. Four, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Swept.
Correct.
What then has to happen? Like, we got to... Like, because I was thinking we win the next two, right, which is not impossible, and then go
sweep the Dodgers.
I mean, like, then it's just coming very down doable. You're just asking very these guys doable. To make full court shots, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, it's doable, but you don't want to be the team that they come back, figured it out. Like, they're going to come back against the Angels and be like, yeah, we figured it out. Like, we're good again. We're dominant again, by the way. Like, hey, here's 10-0, enjoy. And then we have to wear that. They're coming into our house. Stadium's going to be half blue, half fucking red. They're figuring it out 10 spot on us. Like, that's what I don't want. So I need someone to figure it out because it's like you keep giving me the same answers and I keep getting different problems. I keep getting the same problem and you keep giving me the same fucking answers. I'm fighting a dragon with a fucking stick. Give me something else.
Anyone know what Eric Ibar is up to these days?
Literally, we need to like get behind the dugout and be like, "Hey, yo, wake the fuck up, y'all! Fucking sorry."
Like, is he playing coach. Like professionally anywhere?
He didn't be the hitting coach.
Jesus fucking Christ, this shit pisses me off. Let's wrap up so we can watch this game and I'll.
He might be playing in Mexico. But if he's not, we need to get Eric Ibar to come take everyone's bats and wake him up.
Walsh. You know, I was thinking of how inconvenient that was. Like, you just fucking. Hey, is that my?
You gotta pick up all your bats.
I'm a 33. Is that 34? Yeah. Wait. Old Hickory? That's mine. No, this one's trash. Like, that's just
I'm the only one on the team that has Marucci.
That's a fucking pain. It's like, no, I'm Old Hickory. No, I'm Old Hickory. You know. So, the fucking Angels, man. I mean, what are you going to do? It's, how do, like, losses go for you guys? Because, like, I feel like shit. I physically feel upset from, like, let's say.
You know, I was very dejected last night.
So, from, like, ninth inning to, like, 2 hours. I'm not going to lie. Last night when I woke up, I was still pissed about it. And then today, like, once you get closer to the start time, first pitch, you kind of like, all right, reset. You know, it's time to, like, we got another one.
I
kind of
dwell on it, and then I have my calendar at work, and then I write down with a Sharpie on the date what happens, and when I draw that fucking L.
That's not straight.
Like,
once you draw the L, it's over for you?
No, it reopens it.
Oh.
I don't think about it.
I'm getting ready. You know, like a scab, and, like, you want to pick it off a little bit, and, like, you don't think it's going to bleed, and it starts bleeding again? I think that's drawing the L on the calendar.
Drawing the L on the calendar is the worst. I actually hate doing that. I actually don't do it. But this team needs to, like, wake up. And I think from what we've seen in the last couple weeks is, like, I don't feel confident. Like, I see other teams getting win streaks and doing this and doing that. I don't know what we need to do. Number one, we need to acquire another starter first. And then two, stay healthy, which is I can't really give that as an option because you can't do it.
Yeah,
you just kind of have to play. And do that. So,
I mean, at this point, fuck, we were supposed to win every game. 11-10, we can't even score 4 runs, bro.
Well, our only run in in this game was a bases loaded.
Yeah, we got to stop recording during games because that shit is fucking
that's tough,
difficult. So,
want to hit some current events?
Yeah, let's do some current events and then we'll get out.
Yeah, like
you can just fly through some.
Don't even know what to say about people getting called up, DFA'd, all that stuff. It's a mess. Check Angels PR.
Follow at your own risk. Like follow the transactions at your own risk.
Like, there's a long list.
Myers is back. Some like Rowan got DFA'd.
Ward's
up. Lagares is up. Rendon's on the IL. And someone else got.
So Rendon is minimum 10 days, right?
Yes.
Again.
See, like that.
Again.
I'm like you almost want the Aaron Rodgers come out of the tunnel at halftime and lead him to win. Like, that's what I wanted against the Dodgers.
That's what I hate about the ILs.
I know. Fuck. You can't fucking. Like, why does it have to be 10? Why can't it be fucking.
Like, well, it used to be 15 was the.
I know, but why does it have to be like a.
I think it's with like it has to do with how much time you get called up or like between options. It's like how much time you have to do before you can get optioned back down.
It's just so fun. I mean, Rendon, come on. Like, I mean, I know he can't do anything about it, but it's like, fuck.
Don't be a Twitter warrior right now.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
What a bitch. He almost broke his knee. What a pussy.
Like, we fucking need you, bro. Come on.
You don't think he knows that?
Oh, yeah.
His body language?
He's been like that since he was 14 years old.
Three worst body language in baseball.
Gooby said he has no heartbeat. That's fucking funny.
Fucking. Hopefully he doesn't have any fucking his bruises. Right now. Shit. All right, yeah, what's going on around the league? I know there's some pretty big stories that, like, we probably missed.
Minor leagues are back.
Minor league
Tuesday is back. Was opening day. It was supposed to be the Trash Panda's first ever game. That got rained out. So it was today, Wednesday. Hunter Green throwing for the Reds AA affiliate, the Chattanooga Lookouts, I think that's what they are.
Lookouts, yeah.
And then Reed Detmer's throwing for us. And I think we lost 6-1.
Nice. Sounds just like the big club.
Love that.
I know one that I've been thinking of. You probably have it. That Amir Garrett, Javi Baez shit.
Oh, my God. Was that one? Was that?
That was like over the Saturday, weekend, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Amir Garrett got seven games like for that. Guys. And Baez got fined.
The way I see it is... Javi is like he's outspoken. Oh, whatever. He's outspoken. Like
quit hitting
and
our players.
Like he's flamboyant. He's flashy. Typical like Puerto Rican shortstop, I would say, or like a Hispanic shortstop. Yeah. Fun, flashy, does his shit. Some people love it. Some people fucking despise it. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't like cause trouble per se. He doesn't stir things up. He just does his own shit. If people take offense to it, that's fine. But he mainly just does his own thing. Mm-hmm. If I go to the same bar every week and the security always has to escort me out because I get into some shit and then the following week someone throws a drink at me and I get mad at them and then they still take me out, I can't be mad at them for taking me out. So at this point, Amir Garrett is a repeat offender.
Yeah.
So
and he's been vocal about, like, I'll fight anybody.
That's fine, but then you can't be mad if they just fucking hit you with a 7-game suspension because you want to fight every
week. Which... That sucks because he's a relief pitcher. Because
like it cleared the benches. Because like I saw a video where like Bauer.
I think it was for inciting violence or something.
He got suspended and then he's mad. Like what the fuck? I got suspended 7 games and Baez got a fine.
I mean,
like
Baez got the 7's still pretty hefty.
Oh yeah, for sure. Suspend him 2 or 3, whatever. But Baez got the fine just because he flipped him off. Because that's like
shit. I have my fantasy
bad language. I mean, bad like. For kids to see or whatever, yeah, right?
Yeah. Great picture, though.
But, oh, incredible picture. But it's like, Javi Baez is not he doesn't do that. So, Amir Garrett is that guy. So then, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. Oh, my God. But, yeah, man, I mean, the way I see it, it's like, you can't be the guy, and then when things happen, when you get repercussions for being the guy, I'm not the guy anymore. What the fuck? Why are you picking on me?
Yeah.
And that's how it feels like Amir Garrett's taking it. So it's like, I'm a fan. You know, I like the way he plays. I like his grittiness. But then also you have like a 10 ERA. So kind of
I don't hate Walsh not advancing on that because Kevin Kiermaier is one of the best arms in the league.
And then it was funny because it happened to Rizzo. He struck out Rizzo and Rizzo's like the nicest.
He's like cussing out Rizzo. Rizzo's like, are you all right?
Like, Rizzo's like a happy-go-lucky like fucking.
Yeah, like struck out Freeman. Him versus like Freeman. They're like. Great friends on the field and like they're just both smiling at each other the entire
like,
time.
Amir Garrett's like, yeah, motherfucker. It's like, all right, bro. Like
I do like that from Amir though. Like you strike someone out and you're like, this is my fucking house.
Okay, but you have a 10 ERA. shut the fuck up.
I mean, that's why you got to celebrate the strikeouts, because they don't come as often.
And don't be mad if my dog comes at you with the suck my balls.
Well, the camera's over there. I don't know who you're pointing at over there.
Because that's how he did it. I'm looking at the pitcher's mound right now from the dugout. So, oops.
The mound would be right there.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
From their dugout. No, it wouldn't.
My dugout.
You don't have a dugout.
This is my dugout.
You're too poor.
All right. What else went on? That was a good one. Who else got
some? Luis Robert is out 12 to 16 weeks with a complete tear of his hip flexor. I don't know if you guys saw it at all.
I did.
Yeah,
it didn't look like a hip flexor,
though. Rest in peace to him and Eloy.
That entire Chicago outfit, that goes into Brian Goodwin being released by the Pirates, now I guess being picked up by the White Sox, is what you said?
Eloy and Luis always in our hearts.
That sucks, dude. Luis Robert, fucking great.
It's not Robert.
I'm calling him Robert.
It's not.
It's Louis Bob.
It's Luis Robert is his middle name, and his last name's something else.
That sucks, so you know, you hate to see it.
Dustin May going under Tommy John next week.
I had an incredible meme.
You hate to see it.
But I don't want to do any Dodger-related shit. Cause
me neither. Too much attention. I'm glad you said that. I don't really like doing that shit. But to be honest, not even talking shit, they are on a like incredible streak of not winning.
Dude, it was like, I was going to put like, who's going to be the first Dodger pitcher to get hurt? And then like Justin Timberlake meme, it's going to be May.
That's fucked up.
It's pretty funny, but it's
funny, but
that'd be like you never want to root for
anything. One of the burners is going to fire that out.
That's fine.
So it's just something's really going on there. Like they're just losing games and it's weird. And like I said, I'm not talking shit. I don't want them to turn around against us, but I mean, it's just, you see them like, go, they're like, oh, this sucks. It's like, yeah, you had a rough 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, you just won the World Series.
Kind of.
Asterisk.
Joey Votto broke his thumb today.
That fucking sucks. I like Votto.
I'm different.
I think he's dope and he's like.
Yeah, Joey Votto.
You know, he's always
one of the best in the league.
The buzz cut is like, do something else.
The fact that he stayed in Cincinnati forever is tight too.
Do something else with your hair.
The Mets fired Chili Davis as their hitting coach.
Yeah, I saw Pete Alonso was crying or something.
He was really crying.
That's what he said. He said, when I heard the news, I started crying.
Well, they put up one run today.
That could have been hyperbole, but.
Feel-good story. Drew Robinson made the AAA roster.
Yeah, that's tight.
I forgot about Cuz.
He's dope.
Is he going to be in the majors at all? Like, what's give me the realistic odds on that. Like,
I mean, if
he starts raking AAA.
If San Francisco catchers go down, I mean, he could.
I thought he's an outfielder.
Catcher?
No, he's outfielder.
Outfielder.
2-2.
I don't know if you can catch with the one eye.
He's not. I was looking at the roster earlier. I'm pretty sure it's a catcher.
He's lefty, isn't he?
I mean, he could hit lefty.
I thought he would catch his lefty, too.
Like, hold that up. Story's so wild.
Bro, look at it.
We'll check it out if
insane
you have
insane story.
Sacramento River Cats roster.
He's like a fucking first baseman. We're both.
Oh, you're right. No, he's an outfielder. I think the graphic I saw earlier in the day, it just confusing graphic.
We're back.
It's 2-2 right now. But we're also, he's also solo, so it's 2-1.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Apparently they have Justin Bour on their roster too.
Fuck you.
Justin Bour is back from
Japan. Back from raking in Japan.
Fucking Bour power. Jesus
Christ, double play. Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Robinson. That's a feel-good story, incredible. He's doing a lot of good for that world, that community, like suicide prevention, suicide survivors, like all that shit.
Yeah. The A's got Sky Bolt back from the Giants.
Why?
I'm tired of hearing this kid's name.
I just saw A's acquire Sky Bolt from Giants for cash considerations.
Don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing Sky. I mean, hit a home run or do something.
The A's also sold a pair of seats for 100 Dogecoin.
No,
which
Bitcoin.
Is about 50. No, it's a Dogecoin. Doge. Which is about $50.
It was 100 Doge?
Yeah.
So then weren't they already selling Bitcoin?
They sold a suite in Bitcoin, yeah.
Which is Doge is pumping right now. Shout out you. But also shout out me.
Also not really.
The minor league team, the Tacoma Rainiers, they're going to provide vaccinations at games.
I don't hate it.
And like they'll give you like a free snack or a cold drink with it.
Oh, in there.
Dude, it's a good thing. It's a good thing I did my own research. Like Twitter, freaking, you know, like the anti-vaxxers. It's a good thing measles was not around when we were kids. I mean, it's a good thing.
Remember when there was an outbreak at Disneyland?
No, like a few years back. I mean, it's a good thing Wikipedia wasn't around when we were kids, because we just all would have died of measles because everyone would do their own.
Oh, research. My buddies and I used to edit Wikipedia articles all the time in elementary school.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe it's already 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what we got.
What time do we start?
We got to go home.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. A couple more, and then
we'll John Means, third no-hitter of the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out RDD.
Face the minimum. I
mean, shout out John Means.
Well, RDD, like, he's an Orioles fan, bro. There's not a lot, they haven't had a million things to cheer about.
Yeah,
shout out him for being able to cheer about a John Means.
There's a whole article.
Future Angel.
That Sarah Lang had a nice article on it. It was like the first no-hitter for the Orioles since 91, but first solo no-hitter since 1969 when Jim Palmer did through it.
And he was a drop third strike away from a perfect game.
Drop third strike in the third inning. That dude, Sam Haggerty, the Mariners, who was just catching everything.
Dickhead.
Tried to steal, got thrown out. So he still faced the minimum in order, but it's just like the other two. The other two were a hit by pitch away. All three no-hitters this season have been insane. And he had 12 Ks.
We need a perfect game at some point.
I was hoping Ohtani did it today. Shout out, kid, with this bucket helmet on his head.
Bucket hat.
Shout out John Means, future angel.
Yeah.
And he had a LinkedIn profile. Like, he was going to go back to work in the real world, and then he throws a no-no. That's awesome.
John Means business.
That was just so many memes.
I know, they're ridiculous. Anything else, Trev?
Other baseball news. Angelo Hernandez just needs to retire.
It sucks. It's him and Pujols.
Weird way to say Albert Pujols, but yeah.
No, like dude has been missing call. I don't know if you saw the most recent one that he blew.
I saw one where he said lost. He saw the scoreboard.
He's like, I just had to guess. It's like, and he called it so late. It was like after the ball was already being thrown back in, he just casually throws up an out.
Well, that guy's wild.
And it's like, bad? What? Nobody caught it.
I guess.
And then they like go to replay, like, oh, wow, well, we screwed that one up. So I guess he gets third. He's on first. Nobody's out.
Unreal.
Shout out that guy for still having a job. We should hire him if he gets fired.
Hire him to be on the podcast.
That would be fucking hilarious.
And I think and then going into today, the A's had the best record in the league, and they had a negative run differential.
That's crazy. That's if we ever get the best record in the league, we're going to have that too because of the
100%
fucking blowout.
100% Angels are going to have the worst run differential, even if they're in first place.
I don't know. I think the Tigers probably going to take that cake.
Let's
play the Tigers for a month.
For a team that's like good. I'm saying even if we like go into first place, we get the best record, our run differential will still be shit because of those two hammerings. We lost by 14 runs twice.
But we've had a couple where we've won by like
Five.
Seven.
Yeah, I want to win by 14. Please.
But then we've had a few where we've lost by 4 and 5 and shit.
I think
it's incredible how bad they are.
We suck.
We need to get the fuck off this.
We fucking suck.
You know the drill. Follow, rate, review, subscribe.
Let's look in the... Hold on, real quick.
Fuck. This has been a nightmare episode watching this fucking game.
We play the Dodgers this weekend.
Let's
get hyped about that. We're going Friday.
Do we want non-baseball to take our mind off of
it? Real quick, just because we only have a couple minutes to go.
Disaster Girl, she sold her meme for $500,000.
Who's that?
The chick in front of the burning house.
Yeah,
the meme.
I saw that. That was cool.
She sold it?
NFT. She sold it as an NFT for $500,000.
Wow.
Elite.
Just
two more real quick.
Yeah, Biden administration, they're going to ban menthol cigarettes and all flavored cigars.
So the lady in front of us is fucked.
No, they didn't say anything about vapes, so who knows?
Well, no, fuck her too, though.
Yeah, Bill and Melinda Gates ending their marriage.
Melinda, sup? I said it first.
Because you were waiting for it.
There's a big tech trial going on. Apple versus Epic Games, but it's still in the process.
Okay.
About like App Store fees and stuff like that. And the Royal Navy is testing jet suits to fight crime on the high seas.
I saw that. That was tight.
I want one for the Angels.
Angels need one. Catch all the balls in that.
I said it first.
And shout out Christian Pulisic and Chelsea. They're going to the Champions League final against Man City.
No, shout out to them. Fuck them. I don't even care.
They beat Real Madrid today?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I'm saying shout out Christian Pulisic, U.S. men's national team icon.
Ass. All right. Guys, follow us on Twitter at RocksInTheOF and on Instagram at RocksInTheOF. We got a link tree there. That's the number one like directory. Click that. You could find literally whatever we put out. Patreon, Twitter, YouTube, shop, anything. Check that out. Rate, review, subscribe on Apple iTunes. We got a couple more reviews. I love reading those. Let's do more. So if you dropped one, tell your friend to drop one. Tell his friend, her friend to drop one. We're going to love reading them. Follow Carl on Twitter. What is it?
Carl Cervantes 15.
Who has been on fire. Carl's actually going to be doing more Rocks in the Outfield tweets too. Follow Trevor, Trevor in the Outfield, or at Rocks in the OF. Me, I'm at Max Air Jordan 1. Support the cause, support the boys, and let's take the haters 405. Let's hopefully get a win streak going. And
let's sweep the Dodgers.
Let's not trade anybody, and let's sweep the Dodgers, which would be amazing.
Fuck so, them. Let's go.
All right. Shout out. Thank you guys for listening. You guys know who you are. Day ones. Hit the inbox with requests, and we'll see you later.
Love you.